You're listening to a podcast of WJR's Internet Advisor. For the latest up-to-the-minute technology news, check out the Internet Advisor's blog at internetadvisor.net.
Thank you again for joining us for this special edition of the Internet Advisor from 3 until 6. That means that after the news at the top of the hour, we will begin 2 hours of taking your phone calls at 800-859-0957. That's 800-859-0957, starting at the top of the hour after the news. We will be back with you, and we'll start taking your calls and answering your questions. Right now, however, we're back with our team here with Gary Baker, Ed Riddell, and Cal Carson. And Eddie, you added something to the favorite part of our website, which is the toolkit. We found in watching when people click through to our homepage, you get the most visits there. You've added something of great interest.
Well, great interest in that, although it's an oldie, but it's a goodie, right?
Absolutely.
And that is, you know, how to perform internet searches, you know, that are, you know, more reliable. How to enter your text. I mean, Google and Bing, they've really done a lot of context editing stuff that allows you to, you know, anticipate what you're saying.
Right, and they'll even anticipate your mistakes.
That's right, and they do spell checking. But sometimes when you're searching for stuff, there are other tricks that you can enter into these search engines, like including your search within quotes is one. You know, specific topics, like if you want to do something on, like on a Chevy Cavalier, engine codes. Those are two different words that you would possibly group together in quotes. And then if you want to, you can put the exact engine code in there, you know, if you're having problems.
When you put it in quotes, it means it looks for specifically that.
It's specifically that within the within, you know, the words in that specific order. So not scattered throughout the page where you have Chevy, Cavalier, and then 2001 scattered throughout the page.
So
And it makes it so it narrows down your search results.
So a lot of the tips, and if you go to our homepage, which is internetadvisor.net, you'll see that we've put a special column under the advice column there that's called Internet Search Tips and Tricks. And, Ed, you've got a number of them in there to help people that people can go to now as a reference. This will now be a reference for you to help you. If you've been looking for something and you really want to hone that research down, these are some tips.
Right.
Tips for
you
them.
Know, and one thing I was surprised at looking at this is that you really cannot use Boolean algebra anymore when you're going into these search engines.
Boolean algebra.
Well, you know.
What is that?
You got and, or, nor, not.
Ah, okay.
Or the ability of using plus signs and minus signs. So if I was searching for, Royal Oak hardware stores, as an example, parts and appliances, and if I wanted to find anything but, say, Ace or Aco, because I want to find that mom and pop shop, as an example.
Yeah.
I don't want to find True Value. I want to find that mom and pop shop. So I used to, in the old days, be able to put a minus sign in front of it and then say no Ace or no True Value, as an example. And not nothing against him. I'm sorry.
No, I know. So you could narrow
it down, because there's going to be four aces and acos in
Royal
Oak.
So that's not working?
No, they've eliminated the ability to do that. And I've tried not, and I've tried minus signs, and I've tried nors and ors. So that was sort of a surprise. I guess I'm showing my age that those context searches, maybe some of the other search engines like that are not Google or you know, or Bing or anything like that, they'll still accept it. But that was kind of disappointed.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised at that, because I thought that was those little, they call them Boolean.
Boolean, I'm thinking, you know, cooking with, you know, bouillon cubes, you know, little chicken or beef.
B-O-O-L-E-A-N.
I know. It's just my Michigan accent.
You know, that's all right. That's right. I was wondering about the rest of you guys.
And I also put a link in there. So email me any of your tips or tricks on.
Excellent.
I'll include it within the article.
And we'll begin again. This is going to become a part of our toolkit, so that when you go to internetadvisor.net and you click on toolkit, you will find that in there. And what Ed's suggesting is that if you folks know of, hey, if you do this, you can get refined research or do something better with it or get it your answer quicker, please write him at the address that's in the article today.
I always like the did you mean, because I'll type something and it guesses what I really meant by whatever it is they thought I was typing, and
usually they're right.
Usually they're right, yeah.
Well, and they correct, and I use Google to correct my spelling for me.
Well, isn't it interesting that we're using our search engines in much different ways nowadays than we did before? It can actually, am I right that some of them can do math? That you can do math in them and they will give you answers?
Yes, that's very popular with high school students. They'll type in their entire algebraic formula and come up with answers. So they have to restrict the use of cell phones and computers. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting. Yeah. But one of my most popular ones is when you're searching for stuff, sometimes you just type in FAQ or help within the search string, and you'll narrow your search down substantially to a section of a website or an article that deals, you know, specifically with your questions, you know, that deals with questions and answers rather than syntax.
I had an interesting experience preparing for today's program because in the notes from SEMCO, Rick, in a tome? In a tone. Now, that's interesting, Steve, because I had written in a tome, O-M-E, I think it was.
It's O-N-E, I believe.
Yeah, it came up and it said, did you mean an I-N-T-O-N-E? In other words, it gave me the correct spelling, and I was able to then click over and say, oh, that's who I was looking for. He was one of the original
members.
Absolutely,
yeah. Yeah, he met Dick Weir, our first, he actually introduced himself to, I believe, Dick Weir, the very first president that we had. As a result of that, you know, some of the drive to get membership and things. And
he
actually
went on to do a few things like Computer City, Speedy Speed.
Yeah, he was one of the first big internet entrepreneurs here in Michigan. Yeah.
And out of Michigan, again, it's kind of interesting. But what I found interesting was that because it corrected my spelling, I was able to find the right person.
And I say internet, computer entrepreneurs, right?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to ask you, Cal, about your search habits. Have you found any particular tips or tricks that you could pass on to people?
I got to tell you, I'm the laziest searcher you ever met. If the tool will do it automatically, I just let it do it.
And it is doing it something, but what he's doing more and more.
The thing I do like to do that I learned from another coworker of ours to do is instead of when you do a search and then you want to open up, you know, go to that link and look at that, rather than have the window go away so it gets replaced by what you click on, I believe like you do a control click and it'll open up another window with that search engine in a result in that separate window. So now you have two.
Oh, that's a good tip. I'll have to include that, Cal.
Yeah.
Or right mouse click and open in a new tab or a new window. That's excellent.
Yes. Exactly.
And I do that all the time. I just didn't think about adding it to the article.
You know, I'm trying to fire it up to see if it happens.
And that way, when you're searching and you're like doing research or you're, you know, a kid doing high school homework, you can have these multiple windows open and be able to go in and cut and paste all the stuff out of it that you're trying to put into your research paper so you get it done.
And another thing I found useful is, with the advent of all this automatically correcting my spelling, sometimes that eliminates a lot of interesting content because there's bloggers and there's tweeters out there and they continuously misspell words. So sometimes you intentionally want to misspell a word, like John, instead of J-O-H-N, it'd be J-O-N. And stuff like that.
So when it autocorrects, it's not helping
you. It's not helping me in some instances. So and that's when you're really getting down. You're looking for something very specific.
I just went on. I just opened up Firefox in my particular case, and I Googled for Rick in a tone, and it says, do you want Rick in a tome?
Okay.
Anyway, but my point is that next to each one of the characters, there's a little, like a glass, a magnifying glass. If you click on that, it gives you a little mini picture of that website so that you can just keep going down the list then, and without actually going to the site, you can see a picture of what that site will look like and say, nah, it doesn't look like what I'm looking for.
That's a relatively new addition to Google.
Yep, that is.
And you don't even have to click on it. You just float over it, at least in Safari, and it just comes right up on you.
I was going to say there's two more quick other tips. Sometimes using abbreviations for words, and sometimes using different European spellings. So instead of spelling color, C-O-L-O-R, use the European spelling for color. Couleur.
Oh, fascinating things. All right, folks. And on that note, that tip is going to be on internetadvisor.net. Stay tuned right now. When we come back, 1-800-859-0957 is the phone number you must call. 1-800-859-0957. And we'll start taking your calls after the news and getting you some help on your computer.